What's that name you said they used to call you?
Dr. Love, the master of satisfaction. Dr. Jive. Dr. Love. 99X says, when you need someone to talk to, call the iSlip hotline, 516-277-4700, because they're probably more sane than we are. Sounded pretty good. Lead away, Neil. I see laughter in the rain. 99X, home, baby love, singing along, having a good time. And I have a young lady here on the phone. We're back to the phones again. All right, find out what you got for Christmas. What's your name, dear?
Nilda Rodriguez.
What's your first name again?
Nilda.
Milda?
Yeah.
Okay, Milda. Milda, where do you live?
Me?
Yeah.
In Manhattan.
In Manhattan, okay. Now, what did you tell me you wanted to do now? You said
I wanted to complain about what Santa Claus didn't bring me.
What Santa Claus did not bring you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna, you know, old Kirst Kringle usually brings everybody what they asked for, you know?
Yeah.
What didn't you get?
I didn't get a 5'5" doll. Brown hair, brown eyes. You think maybe next year you'll bring it to me?
Maybe.
Wait, I'm a good little girl.
You mean you wanted a 5'5" brown haired doll?
Yeah.
Live?
Yeah.
Alive.
Of course.
maybe I should make this Dear Walt, you know? And we could find you a 5'5" dude with brown hair and eyes and stuff.
Oh, would you?
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't know if that'd be legal or not.
Merry Christmas from 99X.
Hey, you still there, Bilda?
What?
You still there?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, dear.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Hey, thanks a lot. We're just having fun with you, all right?
Okay, bye, yeah.
Bye, baby.
Okay, this is 99X. I'm on, baby. Love. Who's this?
Hi, this is Amiri Benedetto. I'm from Stamford, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to say that I didn't get anything for Christmas in material way, but I did get, an 80 boy and after three daughters.
Uh-huh.
And I also, my husband had a heart attack, and we have him home for Christmas, so that's what I got for Christmas.
Well, you know, I don't know really what to say, except other than I guess we just can thank God, you
that's
know?
That's what I'm saying. We couldn't afford anything this Christmas.
Right.
Material things.
Right.
I think this was the happiest Christmas ever, and I hope everyone else is.
Hey, well, thanks.
Finest.
Yeah, well, I want to thank you very much for taking time out to tell us about it, really, because sometimes we do get a little too commercial about Christmas and forget about what it's really all about.
And this year really meant more than all the other things I got the other years.
Well, do me a favor, okay?
Uh-huh.
Tell your husband, have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And we're glad he's home. Mm-hmm. And the baby won't understand.
No. But
tell him I'll be waiting for him to grow up and start listening to radio.
And I listen all the time.
Okay, sweetheart.
He listens with me.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Request of the kitchen right now at 354-8600.
Why don't you do something out of the ordinary tonight?
Hello, city, hello. Haven't seen your face for a while.